WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of mindset mojo. And let's be real, we've all been there staring at that to-do list, feeling like a superhero with superpowered ability to do absolutely nothing. Yeah, procrastination is like that sneaky ninja who steals our focus and leaves us with a mountain of unfinished business. But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving deep into how to slay the procrastination beast and unleash your inner productivity powerhouse. First things first, why even bother tackling this procrastination thing? Because trust me, it's not just about getting more stuff done. It's about reclaiming control of your time, crushing those goals you set for yourself, and feeling that awesome sense of accomplishment that comes from actually rocking it. Think of it like this. You're a masterpiece in progress, and procrastination is putting a big old question mark over the entire project. Time to write that ending. So how do we break free from this productivity prison? Let's get down to brass tacks with 5 supercharged moves that will have you feeling like a productivity ninja. 1. Embrace the power of just start. Ever feel like you need to be in the perfect mood or have everything set up just so before even thinking about starting something? Yeah, that's procrastination's best friend. But here's the secret weapon. Just start. Even if it's for 5 minutes, get those wheels turning. You'll often find that once you break through the initial inertia, momentum takes over and you're off to the races. Think of it like opening a jar of peanut butter. Sometimes you need that little extra push to get it going. 2. Divide and conquer. Massive projects can feel overwhelming, right? Like trying to eat an entire pizza in one sitting, which, by the way, is not recommended. But here's the deal. Break those big tasks into bite-sized chunks. Suddenly, that mountain feels more like a delicious buffet you can savor one plate at a time. You'll feel less pressure and celebrate the small victories along the way. 3. Master your inner critic. That voice in your head whispering doubts and excuses. Yeah, it's there to sabotage your success. But guess what? You have the power to rewrite that script. Turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remind yourself that you're capable of amazing things. Remember, self-compassion is key. 4. Banish distractions. Let's face it, our world is a constant brush of distractions. Social media notifications, emails pinging like crazy, it's enough to make your head spin. But here's the thing. You are in control. Create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone on silent, close those tempting tabs, and focus your energy where it matters most on crushing your goals. 5. Reward yourself. Productivity isn't just about grinding away, it's about celebrating those wins. When you accomplish something awesome, treat yourself to something you enjoy. A delicious cup of coffee, a short walk in the sunshine, or even just 5 minutes of guilt-free scrolling, whatever gets you pumped. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you've got that big presentation coming up, and you're feeling totally overwhelmed. You know it needs to be amazing, but the thought of starting feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But remember those 5 moves we just talked about. Break down that presentation into smaller chunks: research, outline, visuals, practice. Just start with one small step, maybe even just brainstorming for 15 minutes. Reward yourself with a little break after each chunk. You'll be surprised how much you can accomplish when you shift your mindset from "I have to do this" to "I choose to rock this." So there you have it, 5 actionable steps to bust through procrastination and unlock your inner productivity powerhouse. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently, taking small wins, and celebrating the journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to beat procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to rise higher every day. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.